On this, the last day of the Supreme Court's term, Justice Anthony Kennedy, 82, announced his retirement. President Trump said he's launching an immediate search for a replacement.
Hopefully we're going to pick somebody who will be as outstanding. So I just want to thank Justice Kennedy for the years of tremendous service. He's a very spectacular man.
And joining us now, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. And so, Ron, the president there, he may also be thanking Justice Kennedy for retiring because he was a swing vote who went with both sides of the court in different cases. And now President Trump has an opportunity to appoint a true conservative. How seismic is this?
It is seismic, particularly for certain issues. I would say abortion rights, number one, because Anthony Kennedy was considered to be the swing vote on that issue, and that assuming that President Trump appoints someone, as he has said many times he would do, that would vote to overturn Roe versus Wade, which legalized abortion in the country back in 1973. If he does that, and one presumes he will, and if that person is confirmed, and if that person does as expected, that would make it possible that another case brought before the court could overturn Roe versus Wade and make it possible, at least for the states that wish to outlaw abortion.
Yeah, he also sided with the left or the liberals on the court on gay rights. He wrote that definitive piece on the decision on gay marriage. He wrote that piece. He sided with them on the death penalty. He sided with conservatives on the case declaring George W. Bush the winner of the 2000 election on gun rights, limiting regulation of campaign money. Sounds like those days will probably be over of a swing vote justice.
It is conceivable, although in some respects you could say that that the court's Chief Justice at this point, John Roberts, has become just a little bit of a swing vote. The other day we had a decision where he voted with the liberals, and of course he cast the deciding vote to save Obamacare back several years ago. So in far fewer cases and different cases, it's conceivable John Roberts could be in that position. But let's wait and see exactly who we wind up with on the court, because we assume that it'll be someone more conservative than Anthony Kennedy. But let's remember that, you know, Anthony Kennedy was pretty conservative on a lot of issues. Many liberals were hoping that he would hang on. But in the latest spate of cases, the last half dozen have been 5-4 decisions. He has voted with the conservatives down the line, being a great disappointment to those who hoped he would resist President Trump.
Well, it's interesting because Emily Bazelon, the law legal expert, told us in an earlier hour that, in fact, he puzzled many because he teed up some of the cases that he then backed away from, that everyone anticipated he would be a swing vote on, and then backed away. Interesting there. And also, Alan Dershowitz, former law professor, told us earlier that this decision might mean that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 83, may now also retire, because why bother, you know, to be on a court on that at that age if you will, you know, never, ever have a chance at winning a case?
Alan Dershowitz might not be the best person to ask about Ruth Bader Ginsburg's plans. It is also speculated that perhaps another judge on more conservative side might be considering retiring. And of course, we don't know that that's going to happen, so I'm not going to mention a name, but there is the possibility that there will be other retirements, and they could come from either end of the court spectrum.
Yeah. Well, moments ago on the Senate floor, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell praised Justice Kennedy.
We will vote to confirm Justice Kennedy's successor this fall. As in the case of Justice Gorsuch, senators will have the opportunity to meet with President Trump's nominee, examine his or her qualifications, and debate the nomination. It's imperative that the president's nominee be considered fairly and not subjected to personal attacks.
Well, what do you anticipate, Ron? Republicans have a very slim majority in the Senate, 51-49, with an ailing John McCain. What's your sense of how that looks?
Let's add to what we just heard Mitch McConnell say that also in the case of this appointee like Neil Gorsuch, there will not be the prospect of a filibuster. That is because Mitch McConnell decided and his Republican majority decided they would eliminate the use of the filibuster for Supreme Court nominees. They were the last category of nominees who could be filibustered. That's gone. So theoretically, we could see a 50-49 vote, although let's not rule out the possibility of some Democrats voting for Kennedy's successor, and let's not rule out the possibility of some Republicans voting against the nominee, because, after all, there are a couple of women in the Senate who are Republicans who have been considered defenders of abortion rights.
Now, just in the 40 seconds or so we have, what are the reactions are you seeing? What are you hearing?
You're hearing people, among other things, saying that Chuck Schumer should lay down his body in front of the train and say no vote should be taken on this person until the American people have spoken in the November election.
Which is what happened
much
during...
Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, go ahead.
Precisely, as Mitch McConnell did with the nomination of Merrick Garland in 2016, saying we should wait to hear from the voters before we even consider or give hearings to, let alone a vote, to Merrick Garland, who was President Obama's nominee.
Yeah, well, we will see what we will see. Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent, as Justice Anthony Kennedy announces his retirement from the Supreme Court. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.